Well, today we're going to talk about the Civil Air Patrol. The Southwest Iowa Composite Squadron is based here in Atlantic and meets very regularly with a number of people who are very actively involved. How much do you actually know about it? Well, we're going to change that here a little bit today. We've got a couple of guests with us here today. We're going to talk with First Lieutenant Stacy Condy, along with one of the cadets as well here this morning. And Stacy, can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved and why?
My son, Austin, he joined Civil Air Patrol, and he had asked us to join as senior members, and so that's how I joined.
Okay. How did he get involved in the first place?
Kind of a neat story. He had some disabilities, and he's not able to join the military, and we started doing a collection of patches from police officers, and somebody that donated patches told him about Civil Air Patrol. We had never heard of it. So 6-7 months ago, we came to the first meeting, and he has loved it ever since.
Oh, very good. It's nice when you find something that you can really kind of grab onto and have some fun with, too. Now, you've been able to move up the ranks a bit here and become the commander of the squadron. That's got to be pretty exciting for you.
Yeah, it happened very quick. haven't even been a year, and I'm already at the top. But the previous commander needed to step down because he moved up the rank to the wing state level and needed somebody to take command here. So there wasn't any other volunteers, so I thought, why not? I can do it.
What's involved for someone to be an adult member of this organization?
There's training, there's education, there's emergency services, aerospace, basically everything the cadets have to go through, the senior members have to as well. And we also have to be trained in cadet protection policy, you know, because we're very, very strict on keeping our cadets safe. And there's a lot of phone calls and emails and contacting people that have things to do for the cadets, and it's actually really rewarding.
Yeah, it sounds like you're very active, too. What's a typical meeting like? What do you do when you gather?
First, we do announcements. Then the cadets recite the oath, and they go do drills. Let's see what, and then every week we have a different topic. So we have PT, which is physical training, where we have aerospace, character development, leadership, and
emergency services
and communication. So every week they're learning something different.
Sure. How big is the squadron here?
Right now we have 9 active members, and we've got more joining.
Okay. And you have room for lots more, I assume.
Yes.
How often do you do membership drives? How do you get new members?
We do a program called Great Start Program, which we're actually going to be doing the end of April/May. We're still working out the details. So the Great Start Program is going to be over 3-weekend period to kind of cram in the first rank that the cadet would get and get them moving on to what's called encampment, which is kind of like cadet or youth-style boot camp.
Okay, very good. Get them immersed right away and let them find out what everything's involved. Well, let's talk to one of the cadets here. I want to talk a little bit and find out firsthand some of his experiences. Can you introduce yourself?
I am Cadet Chief Master Sergeant Peyton Hopkins.
Okay. Peyton, why did you first get involved? How did you hear about this, and why did you want to get actively involved?
So I was in 7th grade, and Major Erickson, who was the old commander, him and a couple cadets came to my school and presented, and that's how I heard about it first.
Okay. What was attractive to you about the program that made you really want to get involved?
So I've always, like, been interested in the military, and when I heard that there's benefits going into the military, I thought I'd just try it out and see how it goes.
Okay. And that was how long ago?
That was 4 years ago.
Okay, and here you still are. So what have you gained from this? What have you been able to learn from this? What skills have you gathered that you wouldn't have been able to do elsewhere?
I've learned how to lead, and I've learned a lot about medical and just search and rescue and aerospace.
Okay, and how? How have you done that? Is it just it's reading a book? Is it talking about things? Is it learning online? How do you do that?
All of the above. So we during meetings, we'll go over books, we'll do activities, and we'll just go over the manuals.
Okay. So you do quite a bit. Do you do tactical drills and things like that then too?
Kind of. We'll go through, well, we have SAR-Xs, and it's a search and rescue exercise, so it's a live exercise.
Okay, so you do get out in the field a little bit and do some of that work, too. Not on cold days like this, of course, in the wintertime, but you never know when you'd be called to duty, though, right?
Normally we get called to duty, windy, rainy, always bad weather.
Have you been called to assist in certain circumstances?
Not technically. I've been called on standby a couple times, but I've never actually been on a real mission.
Okay. What would a real mission entail? What types of missions?
If a pilot were to land roughly, or just like any like hurricanes, natural disasters, anything like that.
Okay. This is more than just meetings. This is real world stuff, and you may have to put these skills to the test right away at any time, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So talk a little bit about why young people. I'm going to use you as a vehicle to see if we can get some young people to show some interest here. Why do you think young people should take an interest in something like the Civil Air Patrol?
Well, it helps people get more outgoing. Like, I was a really quiet person, but I learned how to be more outgoing and have better leadership skills.
Okay, very good. And you think you've grown with those since you've joined?
Yes, definitely.
Very much. Okay, very good. Stacy, I want to talk a little bit more about some of the things that he mentions, because he talked about some of the things that you can get from this, some of the benefits he mentioned. What are some of those?
The biggest one I think the cadets interested in military really focus on is once they reach the Billy Mitchell Award, if they enroll into, I can't remember, recruit into the Air Force, mm-hmm. after boot camp, they would be automatically E3. They would be bumped up from E1 to an E3. The other military branches also see Civil Air Patrol as a huge plus. Because you've got the experience already of what boot camp is going to be like, and so you're not going to have such a tough time. Excuse me, doing boot camp without any experience.
Sure.
The other thing that I've noticed from my son, especially, is like Peyton said, he gained a lot of confidence. He actually has to apply what he learned to his real life, not just do activities and then go to the meetings and get a badge. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I see a lot of real life benefits from this program.
Yeah. Well, and when you look at some of the things that are involved, you're asking, in some respects, you're building adults and you're asking for adult tasks and adult responsibilities out of the cadets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things that my family always says, we're not raising children, we're raising future adults. And so I really think that's important in this program as well.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about some of the activities and things that they might encounter and some of the skills that they might gain from this?
That might actually be better for Hopkins. Unfortunately, I joined after COVID started, and so activity kind of dwindled down.
You. Okay, well, let's turn our attention over here and let him answer that.
Yeah, we used to have lots of activities wing-wide. You meet a lot of cool people, not only in Iowa, but around all over the country.
Uh-huh. Yeah, do you get together with other squadrons at times for different drills and training?
Yeah, all the time. Not recently, but back then we used to go and help out other squadrons that might have been struggling. So.
Okay. Stacy, I want to ask you, too, about respect and, having the things that the military provides, discipline, respect, all those kinds of things. That's a part of this as well, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. The Civil Air Patrol completely mirror the Air Force. Mm-hmm. We are an auxiliary of the Air Force, so we do everything that they do. Their cadet oath has a lot of, everything that they are to learn.
Sure.
I don't know if you would like him to recite the cadet oath, but I think it's very important when people apply that to their own life.
Yeah, very good. You have that all memorized, I assume, right?
Yes, all cadets are required to memorize the cadet oath to get their first rank.
Let's hear it.
I pledge that I will serve faithfully in the Civil Air Patrol Cadet Program and that I will attend meetings regularly, participate actively in unit activities, obey my officers, wear my uniform properly, and advance my education and training rapidly to prepare myself to be of service to my community, state, and nation.
Very good. I think each got an A on that. Stacy, how would young people, first of all, what young people can be involved in this, and how would they go about finding out more information?
12 to 18. To really get the most out of it, the younger you are, the better, and the further you'll get into the program.
Sure.
So the first thing you would do is attend a meeting, which we're at the Old Armory. We meet every Tuesday night at 6:30. You do have to attend 3 meetings before you can apply to join. And that just basically ensures that they're going to commit and really what they want to do. And then after that, they just sign up online at gocivilairpatrol.com.
Easy enough, and they can find out all the information they need that way and be able to find out whatever they need to kind of whet that appetite a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's for parents as well. If they are looking for something that maybe their children would be good at, be interested in, don't be ashamed to point them in that direction.
Yeah. The other side of Civil Air Patrol is the senior member side, which is adults and parents. A lot of the parents do join for their kids to help out because they're here for the meetings anyways. We are always welcoming new senior members. We have lots of things that we could use help with. So if anybody's interested in emergency services or search and rescue or aerospace, anything like that, we would love to have you come on board.
Very good. Yeah, always extra hands are always welcome. Very good. Stacy, appreciate it. Peyton, thank you very much. Best of luck. Wish you both the best of luck and continued success with the local Civil Air Patrol Squadron, and hope we can continue to grow those ranks a bit. Thank you so much.